Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Rama,
oh, oh, oh,
Hare
Rama,
oh, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha, Kunya Vihari Radha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Sri Krishna in Mathura ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We ended yesterday's katha with Krishna happily and carefreely going to sleep in the camp which Nanda Maharaj had set up before the town of Mathura. Shukadev Goswami said that Krishna was fully aware what the king Kamsa had in mind for him for the next day. He knew that Kamsa had engaged the best killers of his country in order to kill Krishna. He knew that he had posted his war elephant, Kuvalayadapida, before the entry gates to the arena. And this killing monster had been carefully trained to kill Krishna.
I to čudovište bilo je posebno obučeno kako bi ubilo Krishna.
But Krishna went to bed totally carefree.
No, Krishna legla na pošnju potpuno bezbrižnost.
What would you do, Jai Gopal, if you would know that the most dangerous killers of Serbia have been ordered by Madhva Muni to attack you because you played a wrong beat just now? What would you do, Kishori, if you were to know that the most dangerous mafiosos from Italy have come to sell you to the moon? So we wouldn't rest very freely. But Krishna is totally free from fear. And he will attack the fear, Kamsa, and destroy it totally. When we hear very soon about the confrontation between Krishna and Kamsa, it is a confrontation between God and fear. Where there is fear, there cannot be any love. And Krishna will always take away the fear, because he wants our love to come forward. Krishna consciousness is meant to make you fearless, my dear devotees. Fearless so that you can surrender your life to Krishna without any hesitation. But Kamsa was so afraid of Krishna. Whenever you become afraid of surrendering to Krishna, my dear devotees, Kamsa has a little bit come back into your heart. We will not play any music now. We will not chant any mantras now. We will just confront Kamsa in his moment of fear. Kamsa was overcome with fear while the angel of his death was peacefully sleeping outside of his town. There is a scripture called Jyotish Shastra and Svapna Vichar, two scriptures, which tell us how to evaluate the dreams, and we will use their method to evaluate Kamsa's dreams. Svapna Vichar. Although this is now very dark, which comes, but I think it's valuable for us to hear it, because, you know, we are also sometimes afraid. We are also sometimes in the Kamsa bath. When Kamsa got, these are not just dreams, it is what happened to him. When he got up early in the morning and he looked into the mirror, like all of us when we brush our teeth in the morning, he didn't see his head on his shoulders. In the night when he got up and looked at the moon and the other stars, he saw them double.
kada bi uveče u noći ustao i pogledao na nebo da bi vidio mjesec i druge zvijezde, on ih je vidio dvostruko.
And when he covered his ears like this, he couldn't hear his heartbeat.
A kada bi ovako stavio prste u uši, ne bi mogao čuti otkucaj svog srca.
You can maybe also do this. If you don't hear your heartbeat, it means you will die very soon, so better listen very carefully. It should be like an ocean. Boom, boom, boom. If you don't hear Jai Gopal, it's not a good sign for your happy marriage. When he walked in the dust or in the mud and looked around, he couldn't see his footprints in the earth. That meant he was something like levitating. In his dreams, Tridasha Roy, he saw dead bodies rising from the grave. That really sounds like heavy metal. And approaching him and embracing him. Hare Krishna. Or he had visions where he was riding on a donkey and drinking poison. I think that's enough to make us fear. I don't continue. He saw many other things, even more darker. Mamma mia. You want more? We all have a dark side to us, yes. So let the... When he looked at the trees, he saw all of a sudden how they were bathed in a golden color, which looked as if blood was pouring over them. Golden blood! Then he saw a naked man smeared in oil, passing by him and looking at him, and he saw, that's me! He saw around his neck red, what is it called? Nalada flowers, which are only offered to the bloodthirsty Kali. These are signs of impending death. And there's a scripture which tells us how to read these signs. In Berlin, after preaching, I once saw a naked skull before the window in the night at 2 o'clock, looking at me. I knew that was a sign of that I would die very soon. The scriptures tell you, when you see such signs, if you don't want death to take place, you must immediately fully surrender your life in the hands of God. That's the only escape. Kamsa should have known that. I'm seeing these signs of my death all around. I should surrender and do something auspicious now. If he would have come to Krishna and Balaram and asked them to to accept him. They would have accepted him and taken all this sin which is, was surrounding Kamsa away from him. Krishna is so very merciful. He would have forgiven Kamsa. He would have forgiven that Kamsa had killed his brothers. He would have forgiven Kamsa for having sent his messengers of death all over the country to kill any newborn child, because he knew that his death was born in the form of a child somewhere in the countryside. Krishna has endless compassion. But Kamsa didn't do that. He didn't get the sense that my death is near. I now better do something auspicious. You know Ravan, he fought with Rama. And Rama defeated him on the battlefield and said, I won't kill you now. Go home now. Think everything over. If tomorrow you come and bring Sita, I will forgive you. But Ravana was also too proud to surrender. He came on the battlefield the next day, but without Sita. And he met his death. I want to do now a little active learning and initiate you in the science of reading hands. You can see this is the lifeline. Please see if you have a lifeline. It's just where the thumb is. Now, depending how long it goes, you know, this is how long you will live. If it goes like in my case, up till here, you won't live so very long. But whatever is the length of your lifeline, if it stops somewhere, it means you will die one day. This is the science of reading your lifeline. Does your lifeline end somewhere, Radha Kripa? Yes, it does. And mine also, yes. It means you will die. I think we should engage in auspicious activities. All of us confront this idea. Not only Kamsa had to die, or Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, every one of you, because your lifeline ends somewhere. This is a little lesson in the sign of reading omens. Finally, you know, Kamsa was really a psychopathic person. When someone would bring him a glass of water, a servant, and he looked at the glittering surface of the water, he saw the smile of Krishna.
sam se bio pravi psihopat kad bi mu netko donio čašu vode, on bi u oceju te vode vidio nasmišljeno Krišna na lice.
And when he heard the rustling of the zaris of his queens who were approaching him, he heard the dhoti of Krishna and he went like,
ah!
Finally, after this terrible night had passed, Kamsa got up and made arrangements for the grand wrestling festival. He asked for the mahout, that is the elephant driver of his best war elephant, to come and see him. Mahout. Yes, that's the trainer of his most terrible war elephant, Kuvala Yadapida, to see him.
Koji je obučavao njegovog najozloglašenijeg vojnog slona.
Kuvala Yadapida had the strength of 10,000 elephants, and when he walked, each one of his steps made the earth shake.
Kuvala Yadapida je imao snagu 10,000 slonova, i kad god bi hodao, svaka njegova noga je...
And he said, go with my elephant Kuvala Yadapida to the gate of the wrestling arena. And when two boys come, one black, one white, instigate your elephant and make him crazy so that he trembles and attacks and kills Krishna.
I onda mu je rekao, neka Kuvala Yadapidu dovede do ulaza arene, i kada dođu dva dječaka, jedan crni i jedan bijeli, neka toliko izvodi slona da on napadne te dječake.
The wrestling arena was a huge arena.
Borilačka arena bila je ogromna.
Like, you know, maybe a modern football stadium where 100,000 people can take their seats. But this was for millions, Irena. Kamsa was in the arena in the early morning to take care. Okay, when Krishna comes through here, the elephant will get him. If he comes through another direction, gets inside, my wrestlers will get him and kill him. He will be killed today. In the meantime, the sun rose. And the brahmanas of Mathura started to greet the sun. Yaudagan mahato rinavat vibrajamana salilasya madhyat samavrishabo lohitaksha suyo vipaschin manasapunatu. May the red-eyed, most excellent omniscient sun, rising up from the great ocean, purify the entire universe. This was a prayer to Krishna. Krishna has also eyes which have, you know, there's a red rim in the eyes. You can see that at Kunya Bihari. It's a little red rim. May Krishna rise and purify the whole universe. That's what the brahmanas sang in that morning. At that time Krishna awoke. He had heard his devotees calling for him. He looked around. And the first person he saw was his father Nanda Maharaj. He said, "Oh, Nanda Baba, today is an important day. There will be a wonderful wrestling match in the arena. Also, I have been invited by the king to show my wrestling skills. My dear father, you please go ahead of me. I will take my bath in the Yamuna. My bath, yes. And you already sit down. And don't worry. There will be many of my friends. They will reserve a place for me. Then Krishna shook his head like this. Father, Chelya. Krishna didn't want to go with his father into the arena. Because he knew there would be the elephant of death before the gate waiting for him. And he thought Nanda Baba would become so disturbed, "This is not a safe place, let's go home to Vrindavan, son." But he had a surprise planned, which we will hear hopefully today, how he entered the arena of Kamsa. That's so good, you won't believe it. A little while later, when Krishna was bathing in the Yamuna, he heard boom, 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 boom. The kettle drums started in the arena. And loud music was there. Really loud, you know. He said to Balaram, "I think it's for us. Let's go by." And now Krishna and Balaram go to the arena of Kamsa. Now before we will hear about what happens, then we need to sing. We have prepared a song for Krishna, which will gladden and make Krishna happy. The song says, Jaya Krita Mathura Pravesha Bhavuka Mathura Janata Subhagam Bhavuka. Glory to you, O Lord, who delighted the people of Mathura. O Lord, who delighted the people of Mathura. Your pastimes delighted all the people of the city. O hero, you have enchanted the women of Mathura. We will think, O Lord, you took away Kamsa's garments from a washerman. You gave happiness to a tailor who clothed you. O Lord, you have flooded your devotees with your mercy. Jaya Krita Mathura Pravesha Bhavuka Mathura Janata Subhugam Bhavuka. Jaya Krita Mathura Pravesha Bhavuka Mathura Janata
Subhagam Bhavuka Jaya Krita Matura Pravesha Bhavuka Matura Janata Subhagam Bhavuka Jaya Krita Matura Pravesha Bhavuka Matura Janata Subhagam Bhavuka Nana Vilasita Nandita Nagara Nagara Vadu Jana Mohana Nagara Nana Vilasita Nandita Nagara Nagara Vadu Jana Mohana Nagara Sarajaka Kanshaka Vasana Dayaka Krita Ruchi Vaini Nitsa Ruchi Dayaka Sarajaka Kanshaka Vasana Dayaka Krita Ruchi Vaini Nita Ruchi Dayaka.
This means, O Lord, you took Kamsa's garments away. And you went to a tailor who made cloth for you. O Lord, you flood your devotees with your mercy. O Lord, you fulfill all desires of your devotees.
Vakta gane drita karuna puraka malakara mano rata puraka Vakta gane drita Karuna Puraka Malakara Manorata Rata Puraka Bhakta Gane Drita Karuna Puraka Malakara mano rata puraka Tagane deta karuna puraka Malakara mano rata rata
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, Krishna's skin is so delicate like yogurt. Have you ever met someone whose body is, when you touch it, as cooling and soft but also delicate as yogurt? Rupa Goswami described when Lord Krishna walked through the forest of Vrindavan and one leaf fell on his arm, it left an imprint on the arm. So soft, so sweet, so supremely attractive. And now our Lord moves towards the arena which was set up for his death. Will he come through the door, Gaurahari? Maybe. There's an elephant waiting to crush him.
Tam je bio slon koji ga treba uništiti.
How does this feel? It feels terrible for me. How can you sit and just listen as if you're waiting for your next pizza? Feel a little for Krishna. It's intense. So Krishna said to Balaram, let's go. Let's get this over. So they came to the gate of the arena to walk inside, but it was blocked. All of a sudden they see from the side a huge elephant, black, being driven by a mahout in their direction. Kill them, kill them, kill them, says this demon. Krishna saw this, the first demon outside of Vrindavan. And he got ready for the fight. He's a good dresser. First he took his scarf, bound it around his waist. Then he took his beautiful hair, which was hanging from outside, came under from under his turban, and just pushed them back with his finger under his turban. But fearing that the combat would be so intense, he quickly took another upper cloth and bound his hair in the back. Krishna, who is the Lord of time and death and the God of death, jumped to the elephant and he began to play with the elephant. The elephant went and tried to grab him with his trunk, but Krishna just moved a little bit in his legs. Then the elephant's trunk went searching for him between his legs. Then he just pulled the trunk and the elephant made a roll. And Krishna laughed. It was a war elephant. After playing a little bit with him, Krishna just ripped a tusk out, killed the elephant driver on top by jumping up, and the elephant driver saw him and Krishna went, and he took and then they killed the elephant. Then he took the tusk of the elephant on the shoulder. Balaram took the other tusk and they went into the arena looking very spectacular. The huge arena was filled with an audience, and there was entertaining music. Doo, 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 doo. On one side sat the Brahmanas. On some other places sat Nanda Maharaj with all the Brijbasis with their colorful turbans. And the wrestlers who sat in the floor of the arena got up
and displayed their muscles like, you know, like Mr. Universe. They had put oil all over the body, showed their back, and all the lusty women fainted. Wow! Then King Kamsa came. He was dressed like royal aristocracy. Everyone went like, there, our king, the king comes. And he sat down. All of a sudden, in all this noise and music and excitement, everything stopped. Krishna and Balaram had entered the arena. They were carrying the elephant tusks on their shoulders. Nityananda Kari, Pabudite, and Krishna's beautiful black body was beautifully decorated with red drops of blood. There were fine pearls of perspiration on his forehead. Krishna Balaram didn't enter quietly the arena as people would do who came too late. Normal people do this, except for Mahajwala. He was 1.5 hours too late. So what does he do? He comes through this door, moves right before everyone, hi, I'm here, and sits down. Modernski Brahmana. So Krishna Balaram also moved in grand style, right in the middle of the arena. Everyone could see them. They were not unconfident about themselves. It was clear Krishna had not come as a spectator to the wrestling match. He came as the main actor, and he knew it, and he wanted to make it clear right from the beginning. He was the center of all the people's attention. They couldn't take their eyes away from these two little boys, Krishna and Balaram. And the effulgence of Krishna and Balaram went, you know, like a wave of sweetness through the whole arena, and everyone went, ah, 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 ah. They went so sweet. But not everyone saw them in the same way. And this we now come to one of the most important verses of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes how, according to your love, you see Krishna in a particular way. If you can see Krishna only through eyes of love, when you have no rati in your heart, that means no love, then you cannot see Krishna properly.
Krishna can stand right in front of your eyes and you will not see him. I remember the first time I came into the temple, I didn't feel any love for Krishna in my heart. I asked the devotees, can I see your altar please and your Lord? And they said yes and pointed me towards the altar. But I still remember I looked and I said, I can only see flowers. No, said the devotees, and they took me by the hand. Look here, there is a golden face. Do you see? I said, I can't see it. I see only a tulip from Amsterdam. Tulipa, yes. I have seen this many times in my life. If you have no love for Krishna, when you see a picture of Krishna, it doesn't say anything to you. When you have no love for Krishna and you hear about Krishna, it's boring, so boring. Can we please hear a Vedic story very soon? Or you chant the holy name and you think it's dry like hot desert sun. God can only be seen through eyes of love. So, when Krishna entered, the restless, like Shanura, who wanted to kill Krishna, looked at him. And although Krishna is so soft, when they looked at Krishna, they saw all of a sudden flesh entering a mountain and splitting it in two pieces. And they thought, maybe we made a mistake by coming here. Krishna's friends, on the other hand, had loved Krishna from their childhood. And when they saw him, they started to laugh. They said, look at Krishna. We have never seen him like this with an elephant tusk. Krishna's parents, like Nanda, Vasudev and Devaki, saw them as their shishu. Shishu means small little child. I think when you have a little boy, we have many parents, you should call him Shishu. Hey, Shishu. Shishu means small little child. Shishu. They thought, Nanda said, why did we have to bring Krishna here? Kamsa is so terrible. Kamsa, the king of the Bhojas, looked at Krishna and again he saw him as death personified. And there were unintelligent priests, not like our Ananta Shesha, who is a supremely brahminical priest, who is the bishop of the Hare Krishna movement in the Balkans. Yeah. No, these were bewildered priests. They said,
Just see what sort of Supreme Lord is this. He steals others' wives. Slaughters cows. They were thinking of how Krishna killed this demon who took the form of a bull. Look at him, he is full of blood and he carries the bones of a muchi, dirty, dead elephant. And for yogis, the yogis saw only one big light in the arena. Brahman has come here. Finally, we see the Brahman. My dear devotees, what tells this to us? If you want to see Krishna or feel Krishna, you have to prepare your heart. There is a very wise sentence in this little book. Have you read it? When we were children in Germany, we all had to read it. The Little Prince, you know, who owned this planet. Have you read? And Croatia also. The true things cannot be seen through the eyes. The real things can only be seen through the heart. So Krishna, this is a good sentence from this book. Krishna can only be seen through the eyes of love. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. The people of Mathura, who were non-envious from their birth and had a general mood of pure love, saw Krishna's pure effulgence. And with great love they shouted, "Amazing! Amazing! Amazing! We have never seen a sweet personality like this, our Krishna." How is it possible that he looks so good? Yes, 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 yes. My dear devotees, I want to tell you a Vedic story now. Because I think it's important to know. All of us only see according to our level of consciousness. Remember that ugly toad and how the male toad saw her as Marilyn Monroe reincarnated and jumped after her. We all are like this. In Hindi we would say we are Lal Bujatkar. That means, ironically, one who can understand everything. There was once a village and there was a man living in it who could give an explanation to all the difficult questions the villagers had. He was called Lal Bujatkar, he who understands everything by the strength of his brain. In that village there was also a little deer, a jelenka, who was tame. So one night an elephant passed over the wet mud road of the village and left its footprint there for everyone to see in the morning. So when the villagers woke up in the morning and they saw these big footprints of the elephant, they all stood around and speculated, who came through our village last night? And when they didn't find an answer to this question, they went to Lal Bujatka and asked him. Lal Bujatka inspected the footprints. And then he used his brain. He used his brain for 1 hour. And then he had a solution. You know, yesterday we saw in the village how the old women had these grinding stones. Do you remember how they were grinding the grains with them? So Lal Bujatka said, the deer has come last night. It had bound the grinding stones on its feet and it went through the main street which was wet. That is the explanation for these hoof, for these footprints. And all the people said, Lal Bujatka, your intelligence is multidimensional. You understand everything and more. We are so happy to have a wise man in our village. In psychology, this means knowledge by association. Your mind explains things by associating with the known things and then gives an understanding of the unknown. I remember once in Belgrade, we did a program. I mean, first there was a few devotees doing bhajans on the stage. And one of the members of Nityananda group had invited the daughter of a famous mafioso of Belgrade to attend that program. Czech, yes. So the devotees were singing bhajan, bhajahure mana, and smiled at each other. Ooh, good that you know the Sanskrit, Prabhu. Shinanananana, and they were just happy like devotees are. Yeah, so at the end, the devotee asked this mafioso daughter, how did you like it? She said, good, but the men seemed to be all gay. Because for a woman from this social background, when men sweetly smile at each other, then it means that. And the devotee said, no, they have no problem. The problem is in you have the wrong association. This is called the Lal Bujatka, the I know everything syndrome. So when Krishna walked in the arena, everyone saw him in a different way.
So, I would like to now do a little meditation with you. Dama Setu, are you ready? Better you sit down, because we will meditate now about Krishna. So I know this will be a challenge for some of you who have eaten 50,000 pizzas. But I really feel it's important. I would like to really go with you into the arena and see through the eyes of the others how Krishna and Balaram enter the arena. Remember, up till now, all of Mathura had only talked about Krishna. Only a few thousand people had seen Krishna walking down the royal path and transforming Kubja. Only maybe 50,000 or 100,000 people had seen him breaking the bow in the sacrificial arena. But now the whole town was in this huge arena. They all could see Krishna. There was only one devotee of Krishna who was not in the arena. It was Akrura. Krishna had told Akrura, "When I have killed Kamsa, I will come and visit you in your home." And since that time, Akrura was cleaning his house, so he couldn't come to the arena. But everyone is there, even you. And you will see how the gates open. In the midst of all this music, Krishna will walk into the arena. Are you ready? Dobro. Sit properly. I will do a little exercise to get your prana flowing. Cross your middle finger over your index finger. Bring your two fingers like this to the thumb. And raise your hands. You will start sweating. I only put your hands down when I tell you, okay? We have to try to reach to the ceiling. Can you feel something is start moving in you? Now start to breathe in. No, start, breathe out completely. And then breathe in. Very deep. The deeper you exhale, the deeper you can inhale. Leave the arms open. You will become healthy and all disease will leave your body when you do this for 2 hours. Do it a little bit more.
Jai Gopal, what's wrong with you? I thought you were a little strong from all your sport. Deep breathing, forget the pain. Now, press your fingers. Yeah, it releases energy. Irena, this is good. It gets all the blockades out of you. Very noble. Are you sweating a little bit? Okay, you can slowly go down. See, it's a simple thing. What we just did is we all have blocked energy, and when we break the blockage, we start to laugh and sweat and so on. That's a little yogic trick. To wake you up, yes. Now, please close your eyes. And breathe in deeply and exhale deeply. Try to just feel gravitation working on your body. Start with your legs, relax them. Try to just surrender the weight of your legs to the gravitational force. Now go to your trunk. Think that your upper body is like a shirt which you put on a hanger. While sitting very straight, relax the body, especially the shoulders. Let each muscle relax. Our devotees in the back, please don't cut vegetables for only 5 minutes. We try on each exhale to relax our body a little bit more while keeping it perfectly straight. Now go to your facial muscles. You all were talking a lot today, smiling a lot. You used 30,000 facial muscles a lot. Now is the time to come to peace. The social interactions are resting. Just be in peace. As you keep on breathing, focus your attention into the heart area. Somewhere in your heart, you exist. So often we are not in connection with us. We play so many roles, but this is now put to rest. Just think, I am. As you continue to breathe in and out deeply, think now, I am eternal. And as you breathe in deep and exhale deeply, think, I am an eternal part of Krishna. We will now hear a verse from Sanatana Goswami about how Krishna entered the arena. And as we are hearing it, we allow that a picture comes in our mind of Krishna entering the arena. Ranga pravesha subhaga virashri pabushita skandanyasta mahadanta madarakta kanankita. The doors of the arena are still closed. Many people sit in this arena, which looks like a football stadium. Now the doors down open. You enter the arena. You are decorated with the glorious splendor of a hero. On your shoulder rests the mighty tusk of the elephant. And you are decorated with drops of sweat which look like pearls, white pearls on your blackish, beautiful face. Your lotus face is ornamented with these drops of perspiration. Because you embody all the different rasas, the people in the arena see you according to their different states of mind. Please be satisfied with me, Krishna. Please show me your mercy. I want to be also in the ranks of your devotees. As we are in this meditative place, we will sing to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Haibo! Haibo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, oh,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you so very much for going with us on this journey of trying to connect with Krishna. You are a wonderful audience. I'm very, very grateful to all of you. See, I'm doing this a lot for myself. I don't know if I told you, but 3 years ago I spent a very difficult night in my life. It was the night where the doctor had come and told me that tomorrow you will either be dead or you will be alive. And in that night I tried to make contact with Krishna. I tried to see him in my mind's eye, but I saw nothing. I tried to pray to him, but my heart was empty because of all that pain and all that struggle for dear life. I tried to think of him, but I could only again and again think, help me, please, help me, please, help me, please. Like a record, not moving forward. At that time I had understood that my Krishna consciousness was theoretical, not practical. I had seen the deities on the altar, and Radha Kunya Bihari, whom you see here, with me since a long time. But I had seen and not seen at the same time. I had forgotten that I'm supposed to make a relationship to them. And at that time I was thinking, I mean, this is strange. And I continued to pray. I thought, at least there must be something I have learned. And all of a sudden, when I had really given up hope, I saw how the whole room of the hospital in which I was lying was bathed in a light which was completely full of light and felt so much like unconditional love. And I could understand the Lord loves me even though I don't have so much love for him. But what I could also understand, that the Lord only allowed me to see how the door to his kingdom opened a little bit, and through that little, we call it in German, Spalt, you know, the light of the kingdom of God was flooding into my life. But I was not yet entitled to see what was inside when the door fully opened. Because I had forgotten to develop my relationship to Radha and Krishna. Only that person is allowed entry into the house, the living room of a very important person who has some loving relationship to him. So then how do we develop a relationship to Krishna? It's by hearing about him. From where? From the lips of Shukadev Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is explained all over the Bhagavatam, and that's what we do here. I hope that something will come into your heart as you listen to these narrations. Tomorrow we again start with Kamsa. When Kamsa saw Krishna entering the arena, he asked his servant, who is he? And it's interesting what his servants answered and what Kamsa said back. And then the drama will become very dramatic. See you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, one thing before you all go. Two things before you all go. First of all, I want to say a great thank you to a devotee who's most probably not here with us. It's our Sita Thakurani who makes a program with all the children, at least with as many children as can fit in the, you know, she makes programs for different age groups of children. Koja vjerojatno nije ovdje, Sita Thakurani koja je pripremila